At the White House, spokesman Roz Shaw was peppered with questions about the Stormy Daniels story and her alleged affair with Donald Trump nearly 12 years ago.
With respect to that interview, I will say the president strongly, clearly, and has consistently denied these underlying claims, and the only person who's been inconsistent is the one making the claims.
In her interview with 60 Minutes, Daniels spoke in detail about the alleged affair with Trump that she says began in 2006. Daniels said a stranger approached her in 2011 and threatened her about going public over the alleged affair.
A guy walked up on me and said to me, "Leave Trump alone, forget the story." And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, "A beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom." And then he was gone.
Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, told ABC that more information will be forthcoming.
There's going to be a lot of evidence that's going to come to light in the coming weeks and months, and we're confident that when all of the facts are laid bare for the American people, they are going to learn exactly what happened here.
In a Monday tweet, President Trump made a reference to fake news, but no specific mention of the interview. Trump friend Christopher Ruddy spoke with the president over the weekend.
I can only tell you what he told me. He said he thought that much of the Stormy Daniels stuff was a political hoax. Again, those were his words.
Legal experts say Daniels may be vulnerable to hefty fines now for breaking a non-disclosure agreement with Trump attorney Michael Cohen. But Cohen's payment of $130,000 to Daniels could expose him to possible campaign finance violations, says legal analyst David Abraham.
The payoff for the silence came through, potentially at least, what was the campaign committee and would constitute an unreported financial expenditure by the committee.
The focus on the Daniels interview is yet another political distraction for a White House in the midst of a national security makeover. John Bolton is replacing H.R. McMaster as national security advisor, and Mike Pompeo is slated to take the place of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who was fired by President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.